with Kuf in the yeshiva. Maybe perhaps if the yeshiva is going through a little bit of a shvach day, but I can be counted on one of the few who are toimet the Torah in the world at large. It's not a world that's living al pi Torah. It's not a world that's yogan Torah. People are running with Aleph, Shagasim. So one says, I'm a toimcheh. I'm from those that are the supporters of Torah. I uphold Torah. I learn Torah. I'm yogan Torah. Toimcheh, look, Bobirei, come and see, I uphold Torah. On that person, he's takalucky, he's praiseworthy, gewaldig. But he's missing the ikker point, Zachar Chaim Elashin. He's missing the ikker thing. He feels he's upholding Torah, but he doesn't know the secret of the Aron. The Aron, the Torah was in the Aron. The Aron which represents Torah. What happened to the Aron? The Aron was noisei as noisav. It carried those that carried it. Those people, they thought, perhaps, they envisioned, they'd hold up the Aron. The truth was the Aron carried them. They didn't have to walk. They held on to the Aron and the Aron carried them. And Zoktav Chaim Elashin, that's Pshat Pasuk. Eitz Chayim Ilmach Zikimba. It's a tree of life for those that hold on to it. For those that understand that the Torah is a tree of life, then that's Eitz Chayim. Taka will be a tree of life. Rav Chaim Elashin says, we have to understand that the Torah upholds us. Eitz Chayim, it's a tree of life. Those that are toimechid, those that feel they're upholding Torah, it's good, praiseworthy, not bad. But the main thing to know is that's the opposite. Is that the Torah Eitz Chayim, it's holding us up. We're not toimechid. It is toimech us. It supports us. One has to envision Rav Chaim Elashin says, Eitz Chayim means a tree of life. What does that mean? For those that hold on to it. You have to envision yourself, Rav Chaim Elashin says, in a downward, you could picture a stream of water that's flying ferociously fast downstream. It's pulling everything, pulls up, uproots trees, uproots, pulls everything in its path, and rips them downstream. And it's headed directly towards a waterfall, Dr. Chaim Elashin. Directly towards a waterfall. And it's pulling things, and it pulls them along also. And it's being ripped downstream, directly towards the waterfall, towards immediate death. He sees a strong tree amidst all the trees that are also flying down this river. He sees one tree that is so deeply rooted, that's so fierce, that's so strong, this river can't budge it. And he glares on for life to that tree. And that's a chayim il machzikim ba, that's the Torah. And when we hold on to the Torah, we're holding on for dear life. We let go of the Torah for a moment. We're swept down the stream also. It's a tree of life for those that grab onto it. For those that realize that it's essential to hold on to it. For one who thinks, I'm doing the Torah, I'm supporting Torah, I'm upholding Torah. So for a second I let go and it comes to me. I'm upholding Torah. For a second I can rest. Whoosh, he's swept down. But it's chayim l'machzikim ba. For the one who chaps that it's Eitz Chayim, it's a tree of life, my whole dependence is on it, then Taka serves that purpose. He doesn't let go, and Taka doesn't fall down the stream. But I want to speak about this Nakuda, what Torah does for us. There's a Mishnah in Avos. The Mishnah in Avos says as follows. I want to speak about two aspects of Torah tonight. The Mishnah in Avos says, in the sixth parak of Avos, the Mishnah lists a whole bunch of things that Torah does to a person. That whoever learns Torah Lishma, the first Mishnah in the sixth parak, says whoever learns Torah Lishma, and it lists a whole bunch of things it does for him. One of the things it lists is a Machsharto Liyos Tzadik. We've spoken about this concept, there are many Chazal in the following concept. I want to now speak about a different concept. We've spoken many, many times the following concept from many Chazal. There's a concept that in order for a person to be full of Torah, in order for Torah to become part of him, he has to be a kli, the proper utensil for Torah. When somebody does averus, he speaks Rachman Litzlan Lashon Hara. When somebody sees things his eyes shouldn't see, he hears music his ears shouldn't hear, he does things he shouldn't do, what it does is it breaks holes in the kli. It makes holes in the utensil. And Oibazai, when Torah is poured in, it leaks from every which angle. And our avodah is to have a kli that's pure, that has no holes in it. Zaktav, that we've spoken about in the past, and there are many chazal in that way. Zaktav Chaim Elashin, what does one do? He wants to make sure there are no holes. But his keli's filthy, it's dirty. In the past, he's seen things he shouldn't see. He's heard things he shouldn't heard. So his kli is filthy. So good, I won't make any new holes, but it's full of holes already. It's full of filth. What Torah can go in there? What can go in there? What positive things can go in there? What kedusha can go in there? What tefillah can go in there? What ruchnias can go in there? It's full of filth. It's dirty. It's filthy. How do you clean such a keli? What's the mayim? What's the water that cleans such a keli? Ein mayim el atayr. Zoktim chayim v'lozhin machshar toliyay sadik. One of the things that Torah does for a person is it's machshrim to be a tzaddik. Zoktim chayim v'lozhin. Ki ya'odam k'sharoytze lidovik v'kosh baruch hu. When a person wants to be a tzaddik, madregel yoyne, in lofty dargis, tzarech metchil losser me'ara, he has to stop doing evil that has turned his keli disgusting. It's made his keli filthy. He has a filthy keli. Zoktim chayim v'lozhin, what do you do when in certain kelim become treif? What do you do with them? It needs hagolas kelim. How do you do with esh? With fire. Certain kelim you have to put on fire and you have to burn the keli. You cleanse it with esh. Zoktim chayim v'lozhin, kein alev atomei. So too is the tomei heart. Kol asher yitnu b'soicha yitma. Anything that goes in, it's vaytem atame. He does mitzvahs, it's vaytem. It's matame the mitzvahs. He can't shake a lulav purely. He has a heart that's molly filth. So he comes to shake a lulav, he can't do it purely. He's shaking with a filthy heart. So Epis is negius in the mitzvah. He's thinking about every which tummy that is out while he does the mitzvah. It's so impure as a siyas mitzvah. Chesed, he could do chesed, but with such impurities, with a tummy leiv, kol zokim chayim alashin, kol asher yitnu b'soicha yitma. It's metame, everything he puts into his heart. So what's his eitzah? There's only one Eitzah. There's only one Eitzah to purify that heart, to make it that all his mitzvahs have value, are full of Tara and Kedusha. What is that Eitzah? The Eish HaTorah. The Eish HaTorah is Machshas HaNefesh. The Lahasir Pesha. It cleanses, it removes sin. As the Pasuk in Yirmiyah says, Ki Aloi Koy Devorai Keish. My words are like fire. The Torah cleanses the person with amelus, with yegiyah b'Torah, with commitment to limud haTorah, with commitment to keeping the Torah. It cleanses the person's heart. And ibazoy yet now he could be a tzaddik. That's what it says in Mishlei. Gemalasu toiv loyra. The Torah bestows on a person good. It first of all fills him with positive kedusha. V'loyra. And not evil. The Heimlich already said the Torah Gamalasu Toiv. Many of the Rishonim learn it's going the Rush amongst them that it's going on Torah Gamalasu Toiv Leira Ishes Chayel is going on Torah, and it says Gamalasu Toiv. It gives him good. It's Goyim Al Toiv and Leira, not evil. No kidding. If it gives him good, doesn't that include not evil? But it means besides the Tara that it goes into him, mitzvahs are also Tara. But the mitzvahs as the Tara, what happens when Tara touches Tumah? It also becomes Tumah. But Torah is Gemalasu Toiv. It gives him good, it fills him with Kedusha. V'loira, and it takes away all evil. It doesn't turn to evil, why? Because it takes away all Tumah. It purifies the person. And that's why it goes on to say, in this Mishnah, first in Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph and Avos, it goes on to say, what else does Torah do? It keeps him away from Averus. Umechakartoi min achet. It's merachik him from chet. What's the pshat? The Gemara, he brings a Gemara of Chaim Veloshim, the Gemara Chagiga, which says, Gezel arayas, the nash shalodim mesave. A person is naturally, Hashem put him, the yetzer leiv adam rab min urav. Hashem put in a person, the yetzahara, who draws him towards evil. He's choshak, he has a desire in gezel and arayas. But liman atayr is merachik him from all those desires. Somebody who tamid roya b'toyra, somebody who keeps learning Torah and it's Isaac b'toyra and Amal b'toyra and Yogeya b'toyra, then he runs after mitzvahs, merachikim from Ra. That's what it means. Also, it goes on mekarvasa de zchus. It brings him closer to zchus. It brings him closer to righteousness. Somebody who fills himself with Torah is full of a ruach. A ruach, the Chaim Veloshim describes, he has a levush that surrounds him, a ruach of kedusha, a ruach of tara, surrounds the person and draws him towards good. It draws him away from evil practices. It draws him away from Taiva. He's walking down the street, he's disgusted by Taiva. The Ruach HaTorah is melavish, creates a levush, creates a clothing around the person of Kedusha and Tara. It cleanses all the creatures he's seen. It cleanses all the bad music his ears have heard, all the bad sights his eyes have beheld, all the bad things Shmoy's ears heard. It cleanses the person. It makes a person who no longer is drawn towards evil, who no longer is drawn towards Taiva, but now you have a person who's drawn towards Kedusha. He's drawn to mitzvahs. He's drawn, that's a deeper pshat in Torah's Mabel de Maisa. Torah brings to action, not just on the simple level, which is true too, that he now knows actions, good actions to do. He learned Torah, so he knows he's supposed to do Kibbut Aveim. He learned Torah, he knows, it draws him like a magnet, it pulls him. It pulls him towards good Maisim. It pulls him away from evil. It pulls him away from evil practices. That is one aspect of Torah that we have to be mechazik in. This aspect of commitment to Yegiyah b'Torah, of being Amo b'Torah, of taking this Eish HaTorah and letting it run through our bodies, through our stomachs, letting it run through our veins, letting it run through our body, this Yegiyah b'Torah, this powerful Eish which cleanses us. At this man, right before Shavuos, right before the day that Torah is given to us, we have to make a commitment, a new commitment to Yegiyah b'Torah, a new commitment. Before I speak about the next aspect of Torah, I spoke before, and I feel I tell this to myself over and over. As we're speaking here, we're holding before a Shavuos. I want to tell her what many times happens. A bachur in yeshiva. This happens, I find, the two zmanim. Bifrat, to me, I speak for myself, that it happens to me. There's two zmanim, bifrat, you need a chizuk, before Shavuos. And I'll explain each what the Nakud that I'm talking about is. Before Shavuos and before Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yom Neran, what happens? We come, let's talk about Yom Neran. We come every year before Yom Neran, and we're spoken, Tshuva! Rabbi Yisai, wake up! Medav Ton Tshuva! What happens? The person heard it in 8th grade, and 9th grade, and 10th grade, and 11th grade. And the first time he's riled up in 9th grade, the Rebbe said, Tshuva! The shofar blows and the person pushes, Uru Yishayim Mishinasvim. Oh, Mitlevidekai, the guy wakes up. This year, that's it. Maisim Toivim, Tzidkus, that's it. And he wakes up like a lion. 9th grade. 10th grade, he falls into a little bit of a doldrums, comes Elo, Tshuva! Uru Yishayim Mishinasvim, wake up! Oh, I have to wake up. No, weiter. Like a lion. 11th grade, 12th grade, first year. What happens? A person, Nachmanu Litzlam, comes to a stage in his life. I can't rile myself up. Rachmanu Litzlan, a person should come to this stage. Shavuos is a similar zach, a person has a similar nisayon. We stand before Shavuos and we say, make a new commitment to Torah, to Yegiyah b'Torah, to Amelus b'Torah, to Kiyum HaTorah. Make a new commitment. The person taka wakes up like a fire. Then we tell him again, maybe at some point he shvachens up. And again we say, Torah, Kabbalas HaTorah, new commitment to Torah. Person Nachamon. And at some point, the person hears the words, and the person then knows he's in trouble. When the words sound he stops hearing the kol chazak. He stops hearing the kol subrakim. It's very light to him now. He says, oh, I tried so many times in the chazak. Chalila b'chas! Chalila b'chas! Yidna compared, the whole Yiddishkeit's about always making new ascholas. Reish chodesh. Every week, a new aschola. Yidn, Reb Hirsch writes, are nimshal to the Levana. The reason why Yidn are nimshal to Levana, and we talk about, that's why the Jewish year is the year of the Levana, Reb Hirsch says, is the pshat, just like the Levana is the koyach of chiddush. It might sometimes disappear, but it always comes back. And that's the Jew. The Yid and the Ben Aliyah, his whole life, he never allowed, we daven in the Yom Nerom, we say, don't let us come with a zikna. Doesn't just mean physical old age. Zikna means when the person says, oh, I've heard so many times, oh, recommit. No, chalila b'chas, till 120, till the last moment on the earth, we hear a shvuas comes, the koyach of the years, he recommits. Al tibieno de zikna. Don't bring us to old age. One more time, let me recommit. Nagamo. To refocus, to recommit myself to Torah ideals. We're 3,315 years after Kabbalah HaTorah, we're holding today. in Tavshin Samach Gimel. And each year, Klal Yisrael, once again, we have no zikna by us. We have no old age. Each year, once again, we as a whole Klal Yisrael, Kish Echad V'Lev Echad, once again, we don't fall into old age. We once again all have the strength, I might have done in 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th, to once again say Nasim Nishma, to once again recommit the Torah ideals. Chas V'Shalom. Am Yisrael is like a Levana. We're once again, re-mechadish, recommit, refocus. Chas v'sholem zikna. Chas v'sholem the age where oh, I tried so many times. I've said this mashal many times before, I'll say it one more time. I should say, well, many more times. I had an oven in Eretz Yisrael. With the oven, you press the button, and a spark, I have a similar one now, but not exactly the same, it works better more now. You press the button, and a spark, like it sparks, and that, it's hard to explain. There's a sparking button that you press, and if you turn on the gas and you spark enough spark, the gas lights on fire. Now the oven did not work very well. You had to press that button many times, and the spark would spark and spark and spark and spark. And meanwhile, gas is coming out. So you turned off the gas; it's coming out very fast. Then you try it again. You press spark. Didn't always work. After enough times, the spark would finally catch forth, would hit the gas somehow, it would work, and a flame burst forth. I've seen on Bachram, we all have seen in our own lives, we've seen on Bachram. A Bachar commits, and he says, okay, that's it. And he has his chazkus, he has his strength. It might be a Sunday morning, it might be Rosh Chodesh, it might be a Shabbos. All the beautiful aschalas that we're zeichet to in Klal Yisrael. A new Zman, a new Chodesh, a new Bach. All the new aschalas we're zeichet to in Klal Yisrael. One of these new aschalas, he makes a commitment, that's it. This time it's going to be for real, that's it. And sometimes the spark doesn't catch. The gas is there, the spark is there, and just inexplainably, it can't be explained. Somehow, it doesn't burst forth into that flame. Somehow, it doesn't burst forth. But a person has to know, after enough times of pressing that spark, it will burst forth the flame. And it's needed, for some reason, Mipi Hashem, it was Nidzer, I needed to press that button that many times. And maybe he just needs that one last spark. That one last spark he had to press, we don't know. We don't know the cheshbonos. But a person has to keep pressing the spark. What we do know is that the soif will be, if he keeps pressing the spark, the gas is there, the sparks, everything that's needed is there. It will burst forth into a flame that he can accomplish great zachim. And this is our avoid, Rabbi say. Our avoid as b'nei aliyah, as people of b'nei aliyah, to be b'nei aliyah, our ganz 11, our whole lives. To be b'nei aliyah, our whole lives. To be people who never, Rachman Tzal, never come to the zikna, never come to this stage of old age that means no hope for growth. Never come to the yish Rachman Tzal. And one more time, one more year, nach a year, to once more stand by our Sinai, to once more come to Shavuos and recommit to be Alma B'Torah, Negiah B'Torah. And this time, it might have burst into a flame last year, 2 years ago, Be'ez Hashem, by many it has. And those it has to commit again in a stronger eifin. Raise the flame. Have the eish cleanse even more. And for those of us who perhaps feel that the eish is not fully ignited yet, keep pressing, keep putting out that spark. Keep recommitting. Don't come a day zikna. Chas v'sholem to feel, oh, I tried so many times. Rachman ul'tzlan. The one more aspect of Torah I want to speak about. A ben aliyah, a thinking person, a person who's a ben aliyah, one of the greatest thoughts in his mind, a thought on a person's mind, is Hashem happy with me? He wants to be a nachas ruach liyotzrei. Sh'osa nachas ruach liyotzrei. We sing a song, Asher Mishol B'Tayr, it's a pasuk. But he said, nachas ruach liyotzrei. One of the highest desires of a person. It's in every single Yid. It's in every single Jew. Has a deep desire to be a nachas ruach for Hashem. He wants to be a nachas for Hashem. Well, one of the things Amelus B'Torah does in this Mishnah, Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, the word should make us shake. One of the things it does, Misameach Esamakim. When a person learns Torah, makes the Bari Olam happy. Misameach Esamakim. Ritzayin Eloyim Azotim Chaim Elashim. Ki HaTorah Yish HaShua Shal Kosh Baruch Hu. Torah is the delight of Hashem. Uve'eish Ha'oiskim Ba. If a person's oisik in Torah, who eis ratzah and v'racham and v'simcha, It's an Eis Ratzon. Hashem loves him at that moment. V'rachmim, he has pity on him at that moment. V'simcha. U'ba koi v'loylam. You want Hashem to be v'simcha with you. To be v'simcha with the world. When his man, with his Yisur, there's a dangerous time there. It's a throw around the world. We want to get, we have an Eis Ratzon. Torah is m'sameach ha'samachon. One who commits to Liman HaTorah. One who learns Torah l'shma. It's the Shashua Shal Kosh Baruch Hu. And at that moment, that people are Isaac and Torah. People commit to Torah. The Kubayin Shalom has its Eis Ratzon v'rachma v'simcha. And a Meil Hashem's kaviyochel in a giving mood. You can ask the Bar Yoyim for things. You can turn to Bar Yoyim. It's a happy time for you, Hashem. Could Klal Yisrael have Shalom and the Bar Yoyim grants it. It's an Eis Ratzon l'fnei Hashem. Let us all commit in the yeshiva. Let us all, each and every one of us, let us all commit to learning the Torah with more amelus, to starting Siddurim more on time, to being in the base medrash during Siddurim, to sit with our chavrusas, to battle less during Seder, to push, be in the base medrash more, to strengthen our Siddurim. Let us commit to realizing that Torah is Neitz Chayim, that the commitment to the Torah, Limud HaTorah, commitment to Kiyum HaTorah, is Neitz Chayim for us. It's the thing which protects us from all the bad ruchas of the world, all the ideals, all the foreign ideals that are running in the world, all the pritzas of the gas, all the mishagasim out there. The thing that keeps us afloat is the Torah, is our commitment to Torah. Let us not come with a zikna. Let us not come to this state where we can't be nesayur ourselves again. Let us on this year, once again, this year Shavuos, recommit to the Torah. Recommit to Limud HaTorah, to Kiyum HaTorah, recommit to Torah values. And we'll be zoche tak, we'll be tak in Eis Ratzon l'fnei Hashem. Hashem will see Klal Yisrael, the Mishkat from the Tzara di Lahoyim. They forget all that Tzara. It's v'askin v'ched v'sadili. And they're oisik in my joy. Hashem says to Pamalia, to his army, Chazu bonai chavivai. My children, I love them. I'm a sameach in them. I have such a nachas from them. And Otaka will be zoicha. They will all recommit whatever failings or success we had in the past. We'll once again recommit to the Torah. We'll be re-mekabel, nasam and ishma. We'll re-accept the yoke of Torah. We'll be zoicha m'sameach samokim fully. And we'll be zoicha to all the brachas that come when the Rebbeinu Shalom Taka rejoices in us. And desires us and calls us Banai Chavivai.